Hi, this is the Independent Content Networks, and I'm Roymond, and I'm here to bring some of the fine music that's available for download on the internet without getting your ears chopped off. This is legal. These are artists who want to be heard and want you to hear them. Today I'll be visiting songfight.org, and this is Max the Cat with Por Favor.
You touch the cerveza to your lips, and I want to kiss away its cool. A bead of moisture on your neck now has become my drowning pool. Your black hair whispers to your cheek. I want to taste it with my hand. So many words I want to speak, but I know you cannot understand. Por favor. Por favor, what can I say? I do not know. Por favor, por favor, lo siento, pero no habla español. I reach out across a smile.
That's Max the Cat and Por Favor. That was written part of a weekly songwriting contest at songfight.org, where they post a title and musicians can compose, write, record, and produce a song within the week. It gets posted up to the website's homepage, and the general public can listen and vote for their favorite, which gets the winner nothing more than bragging rights. For this, they do this for your enjoyment and well, certainly a lot of egotistical satisfaction as well. I can say from personal experience, actually, I've never had the word winner next to my name. I'm going to highlight a bunch of songfight.org's entries, but also visit quite a few other websites that offer free music for download and enjoyment. Another one is somesongs.com. And we'll get to that. For now, I'm going to keep the Por Favor flavor going. And if you happen to speak Spanish, Juan Carlos here has some advice on how to take part in the songfight.org festivities.
Puedo entrar.
Sí.
Mirar encima en el derecho de la página de la lucha de la canción bajo Next Week's Fights.
Next Week's Fights!
Escribo una canción basada en el título de su opción. Haga su canción en un
MP3.
Utilice, por favor, el bitrate más bajo que eso. Suena decente. Componga un nuevo email al fightmaster@songfight.org. Por favor, por favor. Limite sus entradas a una por semana. Por favor, por favor. Limite sus entradas.
That means one per week. This is the part of the song when it is your turn to decide who you will cast your vote for. The most votes amounted will result in a win. I'm here to implore that you vote for Juan Carlos de la Cueva Castañeda Oliveros. Because winning for him is the most important. It will mean that he will be happy, and he will not beat me, or our children, or the goats. He might continue to beat the dogs, but we are more concerned about the goats, because the goats give us milk, and we need the milk to survive, so I'm asking you for the sake of the goats.
Por favor, limite sus entradas a una por semana. Por favor, limite sus entradas a una por semana. Por favor, limite sus entradas a una por semana. Por favor, limite sus entradas a una por semana.
Okay, that's Juan Carlos and Por Favor, also known as Christine's husband, Frankie Big Face. Many artists put songs out under multiple names at different times, not the same time. I'll try to interview some of these artists. I'm going to get some profiles from them, have them speak about their music. I'll talk a little bit about my own. But for this first show, I think I'll just try to feature a lot of music. This is Lon Bobby and Moboid. Another submission from songfight.org called Violet, where Violet gets her way. One of those. Lon Bobby and Moboid doing their version of Violet for songfight.org. I'm going to keep it short this week with one of my all-time favorites from the eccentric musician Jippers. It's a Step Up.
Yeah! It's Monday morning.
Sydney's favourite FM radio station, 99.9 Dave FM, with all the best music from today and the great classics from yesterday. And we're going to start off this morning's program with eccentric musician Jibbers and his latest single, Step Up. Good morning to ya.
How cool is that? That's Jibbers from Australia. And you can download that from songfight.org, along with thousands of other songs. Some real surprises in there. There's a lot of crap in there also, but it's amazing the quality of what's put together within a week and the inspiration and the talent that's involved. So check that out. This is Royman's ICN podcast. I'll try to do this every week or so and bring independent music that's free on the web. I'll introduce internet label sites that host quite a few artists that are very good. I'll highlight the good ones that I like, and hopefully you'll find something new also. This is syndicated via RSS and iPodder. You can have this automatically loaded overnight or whenever onto your iPod or mobile audio device. Go to iPodder.org, iPodder. You can get these at my website, Royman.com. And royman.com/podcast. So I'll leave you with one of the current songs at songfight.org, Tri-State Area from Cow Exchange. It's a little trippy, like Twinkie geography. Do you like Twinkies?
Twinkies are good.
Yummy in my lunch.
Hey, what's a try?
When you attempt things.
Hey, what's a state?
That can mean lots of things.
Hey, what's an area?
That means a few things,
what's
too.
What's a tri-state area?
Well, let me explain
okay.
it.
Okay.
Let's measure the area of three states. Alaska, Texas, California, 1,088,733 square miles. That's 1.05 quadrillion Twinkies. You lay them in the area of New Jersey, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Our 27,680 square miles. That's 26.83 trillion Twinkies, if you lay them in the area.
Rhode Island,
Delaware, Connecticut are 9,043 square miles. That's 8.76 trillion Twinkies, if you put them in the area.
Americans eat 500 million Twinkies each year. So at our current rate, it would take 17,520 years to eat the area of Rhode Island, Delaware, and Connecticut combined. Why, even on the District of Columbia alone, you could lay 66.13 billion Twinkies, taking 132.26 years.
That's not so bad. If everyone eats twice as much as they usually did, that's only 66 years. We should do it. We should put a bunch of Twinkies in Washington, D.C.
Well, there already are a bunch of Twinkies in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
But hey, did you know that uncompressed Twinkies consist of 68% air?
It's not funny, but it's true.
And it reminds me of three other states, solid, liquid, and gas. Let's see.
When water freezes at 0 degrees Celsius, its volume increases by about 9%. And when a liquid like water turns into a gas, well, it goes all over the place. How are you going to measure that anyway?
It's not really an area so much as volume, but it depends on how you shape it. You carry on that.
I'm bored.
Hey, those are states too. Mental states. Everybody, shave your heads. Okay, good, good. Now ready your markers and circle the areas of your brain that are affected as you hear them.
Let's measure the area of three states.
Ebullia, fugue, agitation, anhedonia, doubt, botheration, interestedness, confusion, anxiety, consciousness, delusion, psychopathy, identity crisis, nervousness, depression, enchantment, amnesia, disassociation, trauma, hypnosis, depersonalization, wonder, certainty, preoccupation,
morale, hallucinosis, elation.
Now you know your 1, 2, 3's, go ahead.